Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
We're continuing to tell the stories of Wisconsin families that have reached the milestone of 100 and 150 years of owning their farmsteads or homesteads around the state. One of those farms that has reached 100 years and is a century farm is Kroll's Knoll Farm, located in Iowa County in Highland, Wisconsin, owned by Patrick and Barb Kroll. Barb and her father-in-law, Delbert, join me to share a little bit of information about their family's farm.
Well, my grandparents came over from Germany, Westphalia, Germany, and they came and bought up quite a bit of land here for, I think, it was probably around $2 an acre.
It was by Hunterville, what it's called now. Well, it used to be called that. It was a mining community. So their family came over here, and they bought up some of the land, and they mined dry bone ore here, because the mining started like in 1826.
There was four kids in his family first, and then his father passed away, and his wife remarried again, and they had one more kid, I think.
So Delbert's grandfather, Anton, had 10 kids, four with his wife before she remarried. And so those four kids, when they came of age, inherited plots of land. So that's how Delbert's dad, Bernard, got this plot of land. It was left to him by his father after he passed away. And then after Delbert's father had it, then Delbert took it. And then eventually his son, Pat, who I'm married to, we purchased it.
Now, what kind of farming has taken place on the farm? Is it a dairy farm, crop farm, what kind of stuff, and how has it evolved over time?
Well, it's a dairy farm now, or it was. Pat quit milking cows just this year, and he's got the land rented out. 1919, they probably started milking about 10 cows.
So it was enough to sustain the family?
Yeah, and they raised hogs and chickens.
And what they did is they had all these little cheese factories all over the place, so they hauled their milk, and I'll let Delbert talk about that.
Yeah, they had to haul the milk in the milk cans in a wagon to a cheese factory that was only about 2 or 3 miles away from the farm here. They had to cool the milk in the tanks of cool water.
And they never got electricity until you were a junior in high school.
That would be 1948.
Delbert added on to the barn, and we just are a small family farm. We milked 50 cows. We have a couple cement silos, a harvester, and then we have a calf barn and a couple machine sheds here. And at the age of 58, my husband decided we just got done buying the farm. We have it all paid for. And his body was wearing out, and with the prices of milk and everything, we decided to sell our herd, and we are able to sell the herd that my husband has built up over the last little over 30 years. We are able to sell the whole herd to a Mennonite family about 10 to 15 miles down the road. And so now currently my husband is working as a field rep for the Scenic Central Milk Corporation, and he is able to see his old herd on occasion, and then he's very well respected with the farmers because he knows what they're going through. I mean, he's been doing it for all his life. So right now we had about 300 acres. We sold some of the bluff land off to neighbors. So we have about 263 acres that we have two people renting it for us, and they put on corn, alfalfa, and some soybeans. And then our pastures, they have been raising beef cattle on. So that's what's going on with the farm right now.
Sure. And so now, with talking about what's going on right now, what are things looking like for the future? Is it going to continue to stay in the family, or kind of how are things looking in that way?
That's the sad part. That's that's the part my husband and I are dealing with. We have a son that's a large animal vet in the Lodi area, and he has no plans on returning home to the family farm. And my daughter is a public health analyst in Washington, D.C. for the government, and her husband feel bad, but they are not either. So we don't have any siblings are not interested in farming either. So that's the part, you know, here it's a four-generation farm, and we're at the point where we have it paid for, and we just don't know what the future is going to hold, if we're going to sell it or our kids are going to inherit it, and then it's their decision on what to do. But as of right now, we haven't found anybody that wants to milk in our barn. And when you walk into the milk house going into the barn, everything's hanging. It looks like it's all set to be in to start milking. My husband hasn't done anything with that. So it is. It's a hard decision that we knew we might have to face, but we're just not sure what the future holds for that.
Any other unique or interesting stories about the farm that, you know, might kind of set it apart or that you'd like people to know?
It has been interesting talking to Delbert about this.
There's been so much of a change in farming from when I was a kid, and the way they had to milk cows by hand and cool the milk by hand and all that. And now everything is so automatic anymore. They're just unreal.
And how large the farms have become around our area too. So, yeah, it's just amazing. You go from, he said that they used to plow their field with two horses with a one blade plow, and then, you know, Delbert gradually got a couple tractors, and then Pat and I remember Delbert purchased a combine, but yeah, it's, you know, we got machine sheds here that are full of the equipment, and we're just a small town southwest Wisconsin dairy farm that just decided that it was a wonderful way to raise our family. It has a lot of history here, and it's just sad to see that it may come to an end.
That was Barb Kroll and her father-in-law, Delbert. Patrick and Barb Kroll of Kroll's Knoll Farm in Iowa County are being recognized as a century farm this year, owning it in their family for over 100 years. That's just one of the many stories that we'll share, brought to you by Compeer Financial, as we honor those sesquicentennial and centennial farms throughout the year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.